choose to be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Romuald. He was born in the late 10th century, and as he grew up, he was very worldly, pleasure-seeking. And one day, his father obliged him to be present at a duel. There was a relative that he was having a dispute with over some land, so they decided to settle it by having this duel. And he witnessed his father slay his opponent. And it shook him up so much that he decided to spend the next 40 days in reparation, in penance for this awful sin. And he went to the Benedictine monastery nearby to accomplish this. And how sad it is that in an argument with a relative over just some land would end in murder. In our gospel, our Lord is telling us that we need to love one another. And most of the times, relatives, you know, there's a special bond there. You think they would be more considerate of each other, but we all know of people who have family grudges and don't speak to one another, but our Lord is telling us today to love one another. And Saint Romuald not only spent the next 40 days in reparation for this sin of his father, but spent the rest of his life in reparation and in penance. And as he got older, in his old age, his penances and sacrifices didn't decrease. They actually increased. And his father was so moved by his son's life that he eventually joined religious life and spent the rest of his life in reparation for his own sins. So as we prayed in the opening prayer, that by our self-denial as we follow Christ, that this will bring us to the joys of heaven. And as we mentioned yesterday, we have to have that love for one another, just as St. Paul talks about in today's first reading. And what greater love than to sacrifice oneself for others that they may attain eternal life.